The HMS Podcast is available on the 98 KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number MD-100-2031, NMLS number 186377, Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
Beautiful outside. If you like it, 110 or more. We're going to break every record in the book this year for days over 110. Already like past 30,
did
33.
It was like 30-something with the low at 90 or above.
Yeah, we're killing it, man. Ah, you don't have to shovel it.
Hottest
Big
and
deal.
Driest July on
awesome.
Record.
Another record broken. I'm fine with that. Yes, and a lot of guys always make that joke. How does driest July on record? Not at my house.
All right.
It's been dry all year for me. We can't find moisture with a dowling rod in this place. It's time now. Oh, by the way, somebody emailed me and said, I don't know why you're so shocked about this pedophile thing with that Hasbro toy that's got the magic button where the troll doll's vagina would be. Mm. And he said, have you seen this? And he sent me a thing about a documentary. Now I'm going to be in this. I got as Kim Christensen sent me this documentary about this in plain sight NAMBLA stuff, and I've always known about NAMBLA, but there's like all these outreach. The reason I'm so shocked about it all is because they have a flag and there's like all this stuff. And then he said there's one telltale sign, an investigator told this guy, one telltale sign that you're in a guy who's into pedophilia's house. There's a really, evidently, there's an elaborate version of Alice in Wonderland copy, a hardback copy that they display in their home to announce to other guys that are in this thing that I'm one of you.
What, do they have open houses then?
I know. That's the thing. Like, why is this not in the shadows? Why are you seeking out friends? That's the thing. That's the shocking part to me. Is like, I've known Brady for 20-plus years. If I was into kiddie porn, the last people I'd tell are the people around me. I wouldn't tell anyone. It would be so dark and hidden, but it's
well, here's a stat from the website. You probably shouldn't put that a pimp's yearly income is $632,000.
Is that right?
Oh, wow. So
an annual income for a pimp is $632,000?
This website, yep.
In what city?
Four women, meaning a daily quota of $500 a night, would earn a pimp an estimated $632,000.
What are we doing, boys?
We're in the wrong business.
We need to be pimps.
Man.
Well, no wonder. It's crazy. But yeah, so I guess the thing that surprises me is how open it actually is, that there's little, like, it's almost like swingers. It's sort of embarrassing to be a swinger in a way because it's socially taboo, but it's not like detrimental. It would just be scandalous. This child thing is wildly illegal and so immoral and disgusting in every possible way.
Yeah.
There's no defending it. And there's people who've like, well, we should have a flag and I'll meet you Friday for the – it's crazy. So that's what shocks me. I didn't know about the – if you have an Alice in Wonderland fetish and you pop it down. There was a restaurant by my house that opened and closed due to the COVID thing, a lot of it. The hair, something in the hair. But it was – all inside was Alice in Wonderland. All of it. Like there were cards everywhere and hats and it was all Alice in Wonderland motif.
Now you know.
And now I'm thinking different about it. That was like the way you used to have, they used to say this is a gay bar. You can't normalize this. You can normalize certainty. You cannot normalize this one.
Oh, hater and hair. That's what it was.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, hater and hair.
Okay. And the food was good and it was cool. It used to be a really cool place called Joe's Midnight Run, but that dude sold it. And it was the Hatter and Hair.
The Hatter.
Hatter and Hair. That's right. Yeah, anyway, what are you going to do? That's creepy. So if you know somebody with an Alice in Wonderland hardback copy on their proudly displayed on their coffee table, Brady, I'm going to go ahead and say.
Just threw it away.
Yeah, toss that thing. You can't even be a fan of Alice in Wonderland. It's going to be like the people who used to love rainbows in the 80s and have all sorts of stuff in their house. And then it's like, that's not yours anymore. It says something else.
Yeah, you got to give that up.
But like the swingers have the purple rocks, the stacked rocks. or a light that lets you know that. But I don't know why you would want to...
Garage door partially
Yeah, a little
open.
Cracked garage door. Why would you want to let people know you're into kids? I wouldn't want to invite another dude like that into my world. Even if I was one, I'd want to keep away from the others. That's how foreign it is to me. A flag, I say fly it high, and we'll all know where you are. It's creepy.
Is that YouTube one? Is it Out of the Shadow?
No. It's a documentary called Contraland. Features a journalist who infiltrated NAMBLA meetings, and they all shared their stories and advice on how to get boys. It's beyond effed up.
Well, the one that's Out of the Shadow kind of touches on that as well.
Oh, yeah.
The communication and the
Yeah, that was that little
symbols.
One. Symbols. Yeah, I was sent that to you guys that time. And I was like, that's what started the rabbit hole because I clicked on three other things. And then I got into this. Cindy McCain was doing these speeches about that. And I watched her, like three or four speeches she did and all these things. And she just kept saying, yeah, we know it's there. We know who's doing it. We can't stop it. Like, there's powerful people doing it. It was weird. Anyway, what are you going to do? Strange. But I don't like to think about it. And that Hasbro troll doll. I want one. So if you've got one, I'll pay top dollar for it. Because they're going to cancel it. It'll be worth money someday. It shouldn't be a thing. Ever. So, John, after your talk earlier this morning, does that mean a biker's pimp, his income is negative six figures because of that thing he hauls around in the back of his bike? Yes. You're not going to get much for that catcher's mitt.
Jeez.
It's time for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And, of course, Hooters has all sorts of stuff going on all the time. Today, they welcome you, NASCAR fans, all weekend long. In fact, you can watch the race and enjoy a personal pitcher, a Miller Coors Light, and fried pickles for only $9.99. NASCAR fans, come on down to Hooters. Watch yourself some NASCAR. Chase Elliott's involved. He's got the Hooters car. And when he does stuff, they give things away. So hop on it. Thank you, Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it. Hi. Happy International Beer Day.
That sounds okay.
It is, and in fact, for 110 cities,
yeah.
110 cities here in the United States will get a chance to enjoy some free beer, and that international beer that you'll enjoy is Miller Lite.
Right.
If your city is named after a country in Europe or wherever, which is 110 cities, we don't have one in Arizona.
We don't have a city named after another place.
Huh. Yeah, don't have like Poland, Arizona. There's a Poland, Ohio. It listed all the different cities. And the deal is if you buy a six-pack, you can send in your proof of purchase, and they'll refund the money.
Wow.
Miller will.
That's great. So Miller becomes international in a city named internationally here domestically.
Yes.
Right. Smart move to try to get you to buy Miller. Good job to get your name out on internet. But it's international somewhere.
When I think of international beer, Miller's not the one I think of.
Miller's the first one that comes to mind, Brett. When you're in Europe.
Overseas, yeah. That was the big import.
They
Miller,
love that.
Miller.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Australia. NGD. Australia. When I was in Australia, they're like, they had, you know, Victoria's Bitter 4X, these beers that, and Foster's was there like, ugh. Because we
That's
like
the
it.
Natty light.
We like it too much, but it was weird to see imports were Corona, Miller. Like, they were big on Miller. Miller was a good beer.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the best. Like, they weren't like, oh, this is, but, you know, it wasn't like some high-end thing, but it was their good American import. Strangely, because to us, we're like, oh, we're so used to it. And we're the same with Foster's. Like, Foster's here, like, oh, Foster's beer. This is Australian. They love it there. In Australia, they kind of, it's there.
Yeah, they hate it.
But, it's so available that it's not a thought to them.
It's the biggest, probably.
I would guess it is. But, yeah, they have they give you that VB, you're in trouble. Because that stuff it's a cider, and it is just a monster that beats the tardy. And then 4X is just the one where if you've got hair on your balls, you get a 4X. And I don't know why, because it's just an average beer. They have some good beer down there.
Castleman's, I think, is the brewery called that does 4X.
Maybe. I don't know, they had a great logo. I just loved that.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. White elephant gifts got their name from an old practice by kings in Asia, where if they were upset with a subject, they'd give them a rare albino elephant, which was expensive and difficult to maintain.
What about Baghdad, Arizona? Now, granted, it's just a city, but can I get a deal on Miller
That should qualify.
Well, no, because that's
it's
city.
Not European.
It's not a country.
It's got to be a European city.
It does? I thought it had to be international.
International.
Oh, I thought he said European.
But it was an international country, not city.
So only Poland?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just Poland. Yeah, there's. Is there?
I had a list of the cities. You can look it up. Miller on their
they have
website
it.
Will have the cities. There's like four in California. We didn't have any in Arizona.
And my friend Reggie texted and he said, by the way, calling those women on the backs of bike catcher's mitt implies way too much suppleness and curving. I'd say they're more like an old right fielder's glove. Big leather and floppy. I just like
the country of
that.
San Marino has played 164 international soccer matches and won one. They beat Liechtenstein in 2004.
Take that, Yankees.
Happy hours have been banned in Ireland since 2003.
Really?
A little too happy.
I remember we did a little story on that.
Well,
like, well,
there's a reason.
That's just an hour break. That's all that is.
Craig Norman, he just emailed and said, in Colombia, drinking Budweiser is a status symbol. Yeah, it's weird when you go over. Like, we do it to them, too, though. Their regular beers are our imports. Like Heineken, which is, like, in Connecticut anyway. We lose our minds over those things.
There are six American cities that have a volcano within city limits. Portland, Oregon. Bend, Oregon. Jackson, Mississippi. Honolulu, Hawaii.
Flagstaff,
yeah.
Prescott Valley, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
And Austin, Texas. I always heard Flagstaff, too, but...
It's the San Francisco... it might not be the top of that mountain, but it's off of that little run. Maybe it just
leads
down.
It's not the one Valley. Right there?
It might, yeah, but it might be Prescott Valley. Well, is it Mingus
that could
then?
Be.
But it might just be part of that mountain chain.
Yeah.
But yeah. Either way, it's close. And they say it does things every once in a while, like gurgles, but it's not active.
Yet.
Yeah, it will be.
There was a Reddit post in the past that they talk about these bridezillas, these women that would chime in and basically tell about their problems planning their wedding.
Right.
Well, this 29-year-old guy put up his post, and it basically says, am I the a-hole? So he says, we've been clear from the beginning that this is going to be a white tie event. The dress code will be fully enforced, white tie, no unnaturally dyed hair, no visible tattoos or piercings. After a bunch of people commented on the post and concluded that, yes, in fact, you are an a-hole in this situation. The guy basically said, just so you know, everyone shouting bridezilla is being very sexist. I'm a man. And while my fiance
maybe
and I
not
agree on this
way.
Issue entirely, I am the one who posted this. I'm a groomzilla.
I was supposed to go to a gay wedding in October, but they had to move it. My neighbors.
Oh.
They're getting married?
I was waiting for a punchline.
I bet you Michael, my neighbor Michael was, I bet you he's a bridezilla. I almost guarantee you he's a bridezilla.
Is he the one that was talking about your socks? That's how he knows you're
Yeah.
Okay.
He always talks about like what I wear when I go out front. Because he's never looking in his own house. He's always looking out the window at me and the neighbors. He's hilarious. Think the world of him. But I bet you he'd be brutal planning this wedding. Judgy.
I don't know if you saw this story or not, but in the port of Beirut.
Big explosion.
They found a worker 30 hours after the explosion. The guy was floating in the port for 30 hours before they realized that's how far he was.
Whoa.
Thrown out there.
Oh, my God.
Is he okay?
He's okay.
No kidding.
Yeah. Bloodied Amin al-Zahid.
And he's just floating around?
Yeah, he was able to tread water the whole time, and then someone spotted him.
Good question. People say Cuba, New Mexico's a place.
Is it communist
international beer? Can you be named after a communist country?
It's just a little north of Albuquerque, so if you want to make the road trip today for some free beer.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better than the small cities surrounding Albuquerque.
It's got a McDonald's, John.
Oh, there's nothing
better. So it's international in a few ways.
It's true of almost every time. Every international traveler thinks to themselves, we'll fly into Albuquerque and we'll visit some of the small burgs that surround beautiful ABQ.
It's got a Circle K, a McDonald's,
yeah,
a Giant.
Fancy.
Yeah. Santa Fe's the crown jewel of New Mexico.
Oh, Gallup is beautiful.
Oh, my God. But that is it. Albuquerque is the big version of all the small cities of New Mexico. There isn't one spot in that state that you can say, wow, people need to see this. Carlsbad Caverns, maybe, underneath the state has some stuff, but...
The cops in Greensburg, Kansas, got a call on Wednesday afternoon.
You know what I rarely have ever heard? Brady, sorry to interrupt you.
What's
that? But I'll say it out loud. New Mexico, I prefer Old Mexico. It's actually better than the new one. Sorry, I'm looking at pictures of it right now. I couldn't help it. Sorry, start over, Brady. My bad.
So the cops in Greensburg, Kansas, got a call on Wednesday afternoon after someone spotted a stick of dynamite in a parked car. Police and fire departments rushed to the scene to check it out.
Can the heat set that off?
Well, the dynamite turned out to be a big beef stick in a wrapper.
Brady's car.
The vehicle owner removed the suspicious beef stick from the dash.
Yeah. I got to ask, are sticks of dynamite like they are in cartoons? Do they all have fuses?
Yep.
Like they do? Ooze,
they look exactly like a flare.
Oh, all right.
I saw one.
Did
you
know really?
The coolest thing was? It was bundled up, and around the bundle, somebody had written TNT, just like the cartoon.
Shut up.
Like, that's neat. They weren't as big as I thought. They're only like, they're probably a foot long, maybe tops. It was cool.
Then you saw a coyote and you ran.
That's right. And then a bunch of boxes that were cracked open that had Acme on the side of them.
Here's a little coronavirus insanity. Medieval wine windows are making a comeback in Italy. Those are those small windows at shops and wineries where a person can hand someone outside a drink. They have posted a couple of pictures. They got their start during the bubonic plague in the 1600s. So you order a drink and it's this little, almost like Moorish window.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. It's a glory window for alcohol.
Yep.
That's not. Remember in Detroit at the Super Bowl, Rich, when we were standing in line to get into Ford Field and we were in that alley?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, this door that didn't even look, swing, you guys want some beer? This giant black guy came out. It's like, I think we're obligated to buy beer from him. You want beer?
You had to wind around through Comerica Park.
Oh, you had to go all over the city to get in.
It was a mile and a half.
2 degrees. Oh, there was nowhere. And I swear, this building just goes, you want some beer? Yes, please. Whatever you're selling, I'll take two, just to keep you happy.
That may or may not be where I ended up watching the game.
Inside that place?
Might be.
No, there's no way. This was just some dark...
We were close.
It was you went to an establishment. This dude just came out of nowhere.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay, I remember what
Steve
you're saying.
Steve and I were like, I only gave him money because I was afraid.
Because there was also a bouncer that sounded like that at the place.
Yeah, we had I think we got two Heinekens just because that's all he had. I'm like, I don't even want this. It's 2 degrees. I don't want a cold beer. Do you have any cocoa, sir?
Right.
You want some cocoa? Yes, please.
Here you go.
Here she is. Oh, we have a misunderstanding.
I hear you make $632,000 a year.
I'll buy your cocoa and then just set her free. But
I got a quick Wild America.
All right, go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. Brendan McVeigh was he and his family were in Juneau, Alaska. They were at a friend's house. In the Switzer Village Mobile Home Park.
Oh, that's nice. It's a nice park.
When a black bear followed them inside, it was about 11 p.m. He said his buddy Norm has got 10 kids in the mobile home.
In a trailer?
Yeah, and I guess, yeah.
Oh!
They post a picture of the family. It's unbelievable.
Oh, that thing's bulging.
He's had to double up the trailers. I don't know.
Jesus. But
he said the bear walks right in, walked past us, and he's going towards the kids. One of the children, a two-year-old, reached out to try to pet the bear his mother, Angela, swooped in on the kid and ran to the other bedroom. I'm sure that's about five steps.
Yeah, stepped on three people on the way.
The other kids scrambled around under tables and a nearby couch. So Norm and... the other guy, McVeigh's, they went towards the bear to try to shoo him out, and that's where Brandon basically, the bear just swiped him, just plowed him right into the side wall. Yeah, he got a pretty good scrape on the chest. He's okay. Recovering. The other guy said the bear you know, couldn't find the door, just went through the window frame.
It just blew out the
trailer.
Side.
Yep.
I tell you, if I lived in a trailer, Brady, and I had 10 kids, I'd dip like five of them in honey every night and leave the door open.
You're in a shoe.
I want the bear to come in and take care of some of those people. Well, that was a bear attack. What are you going to do? We lost three or four kids. We got a little breathing room now in the trailer. 12 people in a trailer. I'm putting bear, like, I'm putting meat all the way up to the front door.
It's got to look like submarine barracks in there. Triple stack beds, right. Not bunk beds.
Oh, you just sleep in shifts.
Yeah. All right, it's your turn.
I'm allowing the bear in. And he's taking out that baby factory first. She's got to go. That lady makes baby like a salmon run. And then a couple of those kids are going to go, too. She didn't want the two-year-old gone. She's still attached to that one. But the older ones, I'm sorry. You're out.
Yeah, that's...
out.
I bet you're wild America.
Oops, I missed the button. Sorry. There you go. Go ahead.
There's a guy that has a Kickstarter campaign because he's made... tennis shoes from apples.
Computers?
No, from the fruit.
Those are no good.
He's able to take the apple down and make a fiber out of it, and it's an organic tennis shoe.
No.
So if you want to get in on this.
I don't.
No, you're not convincing anyone.
No.
No.
I don't want my shoes made of fruit. I want them made by slaves in China. And overpriced by 300%. I know those last a little bit longer than an apple will. If I'm making apple shoes, I'm homeless.
Hey, guess what I did today? Yeah, apple shoes.
I just think of that guy sitting outside his goddamn trailer. Bear, come on in.
Oh, Jesus, he's coming in.
He's coming. Get out the way. We got to act like we're trying to protect them, but I want three of them out. We got to whittle this down, man.
We'll put another double wide.
What happened to Science News? It's Friday.
No Science News.
Oh, but what are you, Jeremy? Yeah, Jeremy working in cahoots here.
Unbelievable.
People look forward to your Science News.
To the stuff.
This would have been Brett's first Science News.
Ever since you've announced.
I should have put the Apple thing under Science News.
Why?
New technology.
Apples. You're better than that. That's a reach.
Settle down, Newton. Apples aren't new technology.
Apple shoes? Oh, my.
Yeah, that's a mistake. Apple shoes. All right, never mind. No Science News to all you who are sitting around waiting for it. You can get out of your cars now.
You know what?
You're going to make one up.
I'm going to make it happen.
Are you going to find you?
I've got some science news.
That's what I want to hear. Now, Toledo's not ready. And you should have been ready, too. I got a couple of Jeremy's.
I got the notice.
Wait a minute. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. You should have had it at the ready.
I know. I should have.
Come on, man. I even got an email. Did I miss science news? What's going on?
Hello, my friends. I'm Professor Brady Bogan, and this is your science news. The SpaceX astronauts.
Bob and Doug.
Bob and Doug got home after 2 months at the space station. The capsule landed in the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday. Then they sat there for 5 hours, prank calling friends on their satellite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In that, because they were in the, I watched them land and then I watched them drag the capsule onto that little nest. And then they said they couldn't get the door open.
And they put them under the, they were making sure all the toxic gas that could build up in between the seal was
They didn't want it to explode on them, so they're like, we'll just wait. And so I wanted to watch them come out, but I had somewhere to go last Saturday or Sunday, whenever. And it was it started getting a little tedious. But they're crank calling. That would have been a good show. They should have aired that on NASA TV. That would have been a lot more entertaining than what they were doing.
A new study found that the right way to make tea is in a kettle, not the microwave.
This is a stretch.
They don't heat liquids as evenly, so the water at the top ends up it ends up much hotter than the water in the bottom.
At 7:45, you had no science news. 7:47, you're done with two stories. What happened here?
We have the first direct evidence more that science. Even dinosaurs could get cancer.
Yeah.
Back in 1989, scientists found a fossil in Canada. From 76 million years ago.
Did you just go to sciencenews.com?
Yeah.
Give or take millions of years. But the new analysis shows the dinosaur's deformed leg was caused by bone cancer.
Yeah, they thought it was a broken femur or something in the dinosaur, and then they did more research on it and found that they think it's cancerous, that it was being eaten away. And they think maybe there's something to the idea that dinosaurs started to get cancers that killed them off.
This is a cool one for people. This final one is scientists in Australia have created an app that's being called Shazam for Spiders. When you upload a photo of a spider, it tells you what kind it is and if it's dangerous.
You need that in Australia. And by the way, in Australia, the answer is yes. What if it's a spider in Australia, the word friendly shouldn't be attached at all. Because the Australians even tell you. When I was there, there was one in my room, and the guy was dropping the bags off, and he goes, "Hey, looks like you got yourself a brown." I'm like, "What? It's the most poisonous spider in all the land." And I'm like, "I want a new room." And he goes, "I'm playing with you, mate. This is a friendly one." And I'm like, "No such thing. Look at the size of that deal." He goes, "Yeah, these are the ones that look like browns. That's to protect them against predators. It's nothing." And he rattled off some. It's an Ulamagulamagula, because everything there is named that. It's an Ulamagulamagulamagula. I'm like, "All right." And then he just went and he grabbed it with a napkin, squished it, flushed it the wrong direction in the toilet.
That's your science news.
All right. Four science news stories.
From zero to four.
Yeah. I got
That's
nothing.
That's how I roll, man.
Had him at the ready.
Amazing.
Now let's get back to these. We'll end it with some radio videos.
Okay.
The first one's pretty cool. A couple of cops. I believe it was in Pennsylvania. There was a barn fire, and they ran into the barn and rescued a horse.
Okay. Oh, this would be good.
Is this like that other horse fire?
Well, I don't need this anymore.
Is this like that other horse fire video that you showed us?
Oh, the one
us?
That we were running to get.
The horse was running away from him?
The dude GoPro'd his head for this?
Well, it's his body cam, I believe.
Oh, it's a cop. I see.
Yeah.
I like your idea better, John.
Why didn't he drive up this road? Oh, the horses are freaking out in there. Oh, it's like Black Beauty. It's like Black Beauty. He's going to kick you. Don't walk up behind him. Pull his hair.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to get kicked.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I put a little water on that fire. It doesn't look that big yet.
A little sexy tank top comes in a little bit.
Oh, we got a little hot girl coming in?
Yeah.
Is this the only horse breeder? How many of these do I have to watch?
It seemed like the only horse in the barn, but I think it wasn't budging because it kept seeing the flames.
Well, yeah, it's smart.
Yeah, it doesn't want to go anywhere. So they calmed it down by putting a T-shirt over its eyes.
Oh. Does she take her shirt off?
I think so.
All right.
Ooh,
this has everything.
I think she did. Look at that tramp stamp.
Yeah. This simply has everything.
Oh, yeah.
This is fire and peril and nudity.
And then there's tears at the end almost.
Oh, and emotion? Oh, no. She just... Well, there she goes. She's out. Now the horse is going to trample half the people that were saved by the fire. They have one horse in that giant barn. That's it. You know what they don't have? Water.
Yeah.
Like, put some water on that. Well, that's
Whoa. Never mind. Whoa.
That stuff got going, didn't it? Wow. Did you do the one I sent you yesterday, Brady?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask Toledo. Did you just send it to me?
No, I sent it to everybody.
Yeah.
A dude on the moped?
Yeah.
It's the best video I've ever seen.
Moped rider in right corner pocket.
It's an alley-oop. Yes. It's billiards with people. I've never seen anything like this. Guy's riding his moped, gets hit by a car, and then pinballs off the car into a storm drain. He just, the earth swallows his ass.
No, it looked like the moped ran into the car.
Well, whatever. I'm not blaming anybody. I just know what happens
to
his
car.
Body.
And
the car's turning left, Brady.
Yeah, the car turned left in front of him. Left,
so it is the car's fault. I don't know. Yeah. But the video's incredible because the dude just gets sucked into the planet when the car hits the moped. Doink, whoosh, and he's in the earth.
Head first.
It's just the worst day of your life is, A, you have a moped. The second worst day of your life I've wrecked my moped. The third worst day is, I'm in the sewer now.
I just love how slowly the guy got out of his car.
The day you bought that moped was the day you sealed your fate to be stuffed into a sewer.
He's in Moped Central. That's the fourth one that went by.
Where are they?
I think it's somewhere in South America.
Okay. I was going to say, like where in the world does the word pare mean stop? Because that's on the stop sign. And does the car just leave?
Yeah, now he's leaving.
Yeah, the guy just bailed.
All right, the hell with him.
I'm out of here.
Sun's up.
I forgot one other one. Toledo, can you play that one I sent you yesterday of the raccoon? It's a Wild America radio video.
Oh,
but
of course
this is spectacular.
Brady's going to love this one.
Raccoon Walinda. Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America radio video.
The science news really threw your cadence.
Yeah.
You're all over the place. It's like doing sports weather and then sports again real quick. Let's go back over to Steve.
I'm calling this raccoon Walinda.
Steve, you have more sports? Yeah. Why didn't you do them in the first report? Forgot.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
And here's Bruce Cooper with sports again.
That's how professional
all right,
this
here's
is.
Here's a raccoon walking on a wire. Oh, my God. He's doing
it's so
I expected
cool.
something
oh,
different.
I mean, that is scaling.
He's it's like American Gladiator or like the Ninja Warrior thing where they have to cross the bridge.
Yeah, the rope bridge.
Yeah, it's the old jungle rope bridges of Scooby-Doo fame. You have to hold the upper rope. He's standing up like a people.
Yep.
That's how much he wants a piece of that rap shack.
He's got to go to the rap shack. Brady, of course, noticed the restaurant.
Yep.
I got two raccoons living in my front tree, my front jacaranda.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got a jacaranda. It's driving
they're
my
burrowed in there? They made a hole in there?
I don't know what they're doing. They're climbing it, and they're hanging out in there. It's a landscape, like the lights are on it. And the neighbors alerted me. They're like, sorry about our dogs last night. And like, didn't notice. And like, they were barking, so we went outside to see what was going on. And the raccoons in your tree were making them nuts. And I'm like, what raccoons in my tree? And like, big jacaranda you got in your front yard. It's got a couple raccoons in it. And I'm like, holy cow. So I went out there the other night, and sure enough, there's one hanging out on a branch. They're climbing it, though. They're not, like, living under it or doing burrowing or any. They're just in it. And I can't figure out why. Like,
Might have been making a corsage for his lady out of the jacaranda flowers.
It's late. The jacaranda blossoms are June, Brady. He's way past it. What he should be doing is going over to my hibiscus right now, but maybe they're allergic. But actually, as a raccoon, what he should be doing is just burrowing into the trash and making her, like, some sort of sandwich. But the trash is undisturbed. Like, there's nothing in the alleys or anything. Like, he's just hanging
something
out in this
tree. Treat him, too.
Two things. Well, maybe it was the neighbor's dogs barking that they ran up in the tree. But even the night I went out, nobody was barking, and he was just in there. And you see it because when the landscape light hits, the shadow goes. And you're like, oh, my God. Big-ass raccoon in there. But
you know, something else could have treated him. Mothman.
Doubt it. I'm going to lean on no. I don't know. He's drunk.
What is the...
Go ahead, ask him, Brett. We don't know either. Go
what
ahead.
Is Mothman?
Yeah,
Mothman is a creature that lives in West Virginia. I've seen the, it's like Bigfoot.
Careful.
Don't look Mothman
you've
in the
seen
eyes.
What?
That's right.
He'll zap you. He's got laser
he's
eyes.
Crazy.
On that program on the Discovery Channel where they go after these creatures in search of
and you think maybe
legendary.
He's in my front yard and I wouldn't notice that, but I would see raccoons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the summer in Arizona.
Look, two raccoons. And a horribly disfigured boy, half moth, half boy. But I don't care about that. Got to get these raccoons out of the tree.
I treed your raccoon, sir.
Yeah, out of here, ugly. I got to get these raccoons. I got a problem. Mothman.
Apparently, it's a statue in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
I think I'd have noticed somebody placing a statue gently under my jacaranda. There you go. That, my friends, is your Brady Report and Science News. It's 98 KUPD.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker number MB 100-2031, NMLS number 1863775, Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.